93BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez,
99.3.
He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord, we give you honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this precious opportunity, my Father, to once again, Lord, come and feast at the King's table. Once again, you summons us, all those under the sound of my voice, Father, into your presence. What a precious opportunity. We don't take that lightly, my Father. We don't take that for granted. But we know that the purpose for this broadcast, Father, and why you have this message on this line, and why you have those who are listening, Father, is so that you might draw us closer to you. All the way through the gates of thanksgiving, all the way through the course of praise, all the way through the holy place, all the way behind the veil into your presence, into your very presence, where you've always desired for us to be, to live, and to dwell. Always, forever, and ever, and ever. And I thank you, my Father, that you have, because of what your Son, you did for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have pointed to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl, the golden scepter of righteousness. To let us know, Father, that he who knew no sin, Jesus, you made him to be sin. And we who knew sin, us, you made us to be the righteousness of Jesus. You took our sins and you placed it on Jesus who knew no righteousness, who knew no sin. And you took our sins who knew no righteousness and placed it upon Jesus. Then you took all Jesus' righteousness and placed it upon us. Therefore, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And as a result of that, Father, because we are in right alignment with you, then we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time we need it. And for that, Father, we say thank you. So here we are, Father. We lift our lives up to you. We lift our cups up to you. And you speak to our hearts. And however you see fit. And as in always, Father, we be careful to give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise for everything that you're doing from your presence. To you be the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Once again, what an awesome honor and privilege to come into your presence. Yes, excuse me. What an awesome privilege and opportunity to go into the presence of the Lord, the Most High God, with all of you. all of you under the sound of my voice. But this is what this is. You know, this is the invitation. Hallelujah. What invitation to this is to come listen to our radio broadcast. No, you know, that's inclusive in it. Come join the church. No, that's not what it's about. What is it about? It's about coming on into the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. This is about coming into the presence of the Most High God. Because that's what God wants. That's what he wants, his relationship with every mankind, with all mankind. That's where he wants that relationship to begin from, in, and all the way throughout all eternity. From his presence. From knowing that he's with you whithersoever you go. From knowing that he's not only with you, but he's taking that residence through his Holy Spirit on the inside of every last one of us. So he's even closer than with us. He's in us. Hallelujah. And boy, what he want us to come to the knowledge of more and more and more and become more and more and more conscious that, boy, whithersoever we go, boy, he's with us. And he's never going to leave us, and he's never going to forsake us. Never. It don't matter what. Hallelujah. That's the love of the Father for his family, for his children. Hallelujah. That's the love of God. That's the royal law of the kingdom. Everything that he's doing is a result of love. That's what he is. He is love. He's motivated by love. Everything that he do is a response to his love. And boy, his love for mankind, for you and I. And see, the only way he can really express that love to us, we have to come in all the way into his presence. That's why he made the way. He made the way. I told you, he who knew no sin, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God made him to be sin, that's Jesus, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been made righteous. You are as righteous as you're ever going to be. Why? Because you've been made righteous. You've been put in right standings with God. Not of yourselves. Ain't nothing you did. That's the love of God for all mankind. That he washed you white as snow. That he cleansed us. That is doing. That's what the kingdom of God is. What God is doing. Not what we're doing, man, and trying to do for God and to appease God. And no, that's religion. The kingdom of God is what God is doing. Religion is people still trying to think, yeah, the average religious person, are they righteous, man? They say, well, I'm trying to get there. Yeah, no, you're already there. You've been made righteous. How? That's the love of the Father for you. Because the devil don't ever want you to come into the knowledge of him, so he try to keep you out of the presence of the Lord, where all the time the way into the presence of the Lord has already been laid and taken care of and provided for. That happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came to this earth. But when the Father love came to this earth in the person of his Son, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to restore that world back to something. To restore his family of sons, mankind, back to something. He didn't just come to redeem our lives from the destruction, but he come most important, man, to restore something back to us that we lost in the destruction, in the disobedience of Adam. We lost something. We lost some great things. We lost the Holy Spirit. That's a divine connection between heaven and earth. We lost the Garden of Eden. That's the presence of the Most High God, dwelling in the presence of the Most High God. You lost your sovereignty. That's your complete rule and reign, your kingship over the territory that God gave us called the earth. You lost that. What? The Holy Spirit, the Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord, your kingdom on the earth. That's what the Garden of Eden was, Adam's kingdom on the earth. Then he told him to be fruitful and multiply. And everywhere in your family that's born from this place right here, then they're going to take this environment and this atmosphere to their territory.
And it's going to be in their territory just like it is in your territory. What that is. The Garden of Eden, heaven on earth, the presence of the Lord, the atmosphere and the environment that comes from being in the literal presence of the Lord. Can you imagine what kind of atmosphere and environment that is? What? Being in the presence of the Most High God. I'm not talking about singing the song. I'm talking about literally, man, coming to the knowledge, man, that boy, he's on the inside of you. That he's with you. That he ain't never going to leave us and he ain't never going to forsake us. For the more we realize that and come to the knowledge of that, man, you know, for the more strong and more bolder we get, boy, we'll begin, man, to, to stop trying to get God to do the thing that he didn't gave us the authority to do. Like what, Arthur? We trying to get God to heal us. God has already healed us. We trying to get God to save our loved ones, save people. He has already done that. We trying to get God to bless us. He has already done that. We trying to get God to answer our prayers. He already done that. Anything you ask according to his will, he hear you. If he hear you, you can know that you have the petition that you desire of him. See, he already gave us power over all the power of our enemy. He already gave us power, man, over every circumstance, every situation, every center that confronts our lives here on this earth. He's already, man, given us sovereignty. That's complete rule. Over what? Over your life. Over our life. Over. He's already done that. But what are you trying to do? He's trying to get us, man, to appropriate it in our lives, ourselves. By his Holy Spirit, he's going to assist us, but you got to recover yourself from the snare of the devil. Listen, the trap has already been sprung. You know, the devil held us in bondage, you know, and was trapped by sin, you know. But boy, the penalty for sin had been paid, therefore the trap is open. But you got to take your foot out the trap. You know, all God's going to do is open up the trap, but it's now it's our turn. Now what we got to do, we got to take our foot out the trap and go free. We got to do that. We got to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. We got to exercise our authority and our power and our control and our influence that God has restored back to us. Man, you got to go, man. And there's been a ground the sole of your feet straight up on is going to possess that. The Bible says you shall have it. Now, if you go and possess some other stuff, that's a different thing. But boy, if you're going after everything that God has already done for you, every bit of the ground the sole of your feet straight up on, you are possessing. But you got to be going after it. You got to hide God's word in your heart. You got to get God's word out the book and out the chapter and out of religion every day. You got to listen. The golden scepter of righteousness is pointed unto all of us, but you got to come. Just because it's pointing unto you, I don't mean, man, that you automatically, man, gonna come. That's your choice. You got to come. He didn't already came. Now all he gotta do is come. See, God ain't got no problem getting more of the kingdom of heaven to us, but it's a little complicated for him to get us to the kingdom. The kingdom had already came 2,000 years ago. But the problem is, boy, he's trying to get us men back in the kingdom. He's trying to get us back into his presence. He's trying to get us back into our original place that he created us in him. All that's been restored. I see, boy, if you don't know that, then you won't pursue that. You think it's all in the sweet by and by, man. You'll be living your life and trying to do the best you can, you know, and hoping that when it's all said and done, when you die physically, you'll go to be with him. See, if that's your concept, man, you know, then they're wrong. And the reason why they're wrong, man, because you perhaps we might not understand precepts. And without precepts, then we don't have understanding. And without understanding, then we have misunderstanding. So we are misunderstanding what this thing is really all about. And like I said, we be trying to get God to do things that he's already done. Then you ask God to heal you. You think he say no? If he has God to help you, do you think he say no? If you ask God to save you, you think he say no? No, Dan's here. It's already done, my child. It's already done, my son. It's already done, my daughter. How much you got to do? All you got to do now is walk on in. Just come out of the darkness. What's the darkness? The ignorance of the fact that it's already done. On out of that darkness, not knowing that it's already done, on into the marvelous light. What light? The knowledge that it's already done. So what you start doing? You start walking in that. You start off just like a little bitty baby crawling, perhaps, first. And then you rise up and start walking. And as you walk in, you're going to be crawling. You're going to fall. You're going to make some mistakes, you know. Even when you get grown up and everything else, you're going to slip and stumble and everything else. You're going to be some fall in life. But you keep on keeping on. Right? You got the baby fall and he gets back up. And he keep on keeping on. So you got to keep on pressing on toward the pride of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. You got to stay in the Word. You got to be a... not just a member of a church, but a disciple of Christ. What a disciple of Christ? You got the boy be seeking in the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of putting you in right standing with him. What he's doing, that's seeking the kingdom of God. When you say seek ye first the kingdom of God, that means seek man. Let me find the Lord. I see what my church doing, what the denomination doing, what the Muslim doing, what the United States government doing, what other government of the world is doing, what the world is doing, and everything else. But Lord, I want to know what you're doing. Show me what you're doing, above all the things that we are doing. And even all the things we want to do in and for you, show me, Lord, teach me and help me, man, to come to the knowledge of what you're doing. Let your kingdom come. And what your will is. Many are the plans in our hearts and everything else. And we all have a good plan. But, Lord, what your will is, what your plan, what your purpose is for our lives. When you seek that first, and all the other things that we're seeking after, success in life and prosperity and all the other things, fine life, home, car, whatever, all those things be added unto us. But they ain't just added unto us because we quote that scripture. You got to be seeking. You got to be seeking first the kingdom of God. That got to be your priority. And boy, I promise you, you make that your priority, boy, you would have done the greatest thing that you ever could have done in all your life. Not only, man, will it bring you into the knowledge of your salvation and your inheritance, but, boy, it'll save your whole house. You know what your whole house is? That's all your circle of influence. That's your family, your neighbors, anybody nearby, anybody come in contact with you, your whole circle of influence, starting with your family first. All your immediate family, then all your loved ones and kindred, then your friends and your community, then your community, then your town, then your parish or your county, then your state, then, hallelujah, then your country, then the world. Doing what all the boy establishing and expanding, man, you know, what God is doing. How you do that on the boy or letting that light shine? How that light gonna shine on you? You got to go, man, where the all is. Where the all is? You got to come on, like I say, back into his presence. Everything that Jesus Christ done on the cross was the means to that end. If you're not careful, the devil have us stopping and worshiping at the cross. Well, you got to get up from the cross. You can't stay there and worship at the cross. I ain't saying don't none of this. No, I ain't saying don't bypass the cross and don't worship at the cross. I'm saying don't stop there. Come on, man, behind the veil. That's what the cross was for, so that you could come past the holy place, so that you could come past your church service, your religion, your rituals, your ceremonies, your traditions, and all that, all the way back into the presence of the Most High God. Boy, God keeps summoning us and wanting us to know that, man, you can come there. You can come there boldly. I told you, boy, he didn't cleanse you up. What are you talking about, Arthur? And this, let me just read some scripture to you, you know, to kind of help us a little bit. You know, the Bible says, what is it? I think that's in 1 John. In fact, let me turn in there to read something to you. First John, chapter 1. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. Listen to what God is saying to you. I told you some of us into his presence because he wants to speak to us himself. And listen, the reason why he wants to speak to us himself, I want us to come on into his presence, because he got a purpose for our life. And it's a great purpose for our life. It's a great assignment that he has for our lives. Your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard. No, I ain't entered into your heart, boy. Jesus said, I know the plan that I have for you. Not you. Purpose is found in the mind of the maker of the thing. He's the one who made us. Or written a purpose is found in him. He know that. Listen to what it say. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. He's talking about, boy, John saying, listen, boy, I ain't talking about nothing I heard. I walk with him. I talk with him. I ate with him. I sup with him. I fellowship with him. I travel with him for 3.5 years. I saw, boy, that life. I saw him. I touched him. If they did, is what we declare unto you, the word of life. What? Not that which was in the beginning, or he would say, that which was from the beginning. See, there's a difference between in the beginning and from the beginning. You know, the Bible says God, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So he, you know, he ain't got no beginning. So I'm talking about something, he is the beginning, he is the end, he created all that. And listen, it didn't say that which was in the beginning, because it got a lot of in the beginning. But he said that which was from the beginning. That which was from him, before there ever was a beginning. That which was in his mind, his original idea, his original thought. Even before he spoke the word, boy, listen, ideas are the origin of life. Everything begins with an idea. The house you live in was first an idea. The clothes on your back was first an idea. The shoes on your feet, it was first an idea. Everything began with an idea. It was first in the mind of somebody first, before they even created it or brought it into existence. It started with an idea. That same way we go, he started with an idea, that which was from the beginning. Watch what it say. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, and we seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you that's what we proclaim unto you, that eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared unto us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard. For what purpose? So that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, we write this to make your joy complete. What do you say, boy? Listen. So this is what we share unto you, boy. The word of life. What? That which was from the beginning. God's original idea. God's original thoughts. Remember what Jeremiah said, Lord? I know the plan that I have for you, or the thoughts that I take towards you. Their thoughts are plans to bless you, not to harm you, to give you hope in the future. That's the plan that he has for you from the beginning, before he ever created anything. What does that, Arthur? Let me show you. Turn over to another place in the Bible. Let me show you something. In Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Listen to this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He writes this to the church, to you, to believers. Listen, he ain't just talking about to the saints which are in Ephesus. He said, and also to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's all the believers. That's you too. It's written to you. Listen to what his salutation is, his greeting here. Grace be to you and peace. Hallelujah. What's his opening remark? May the grace of God and the peace of God that passes all understanding, man, be multiplied to you. What grace and what peace? From God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, in the King James Version, that's H-A-T-H. That's an old English word from the 1600th century. That means it ain't something that he's going to do. That means it's past tense. That's like has. So thanks be unto God who has already has blessed us. That means he's already done it. He ain't going to do it. He blessed us what? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I told you, boy, we're trying to get God to do things that he's already done. What do you say? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 3, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What have you done? Well, he's blessed us already with all of the spiritual blessings. What are you on? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. What do you mean in Christ Jesus? In that which was from the beginning. In that life. That which we have seen. Well, we saw him, man, we saw that God, man, rule and reign over every circumstance, situation, and shelter that confronted his life. They brought the sick to him and healed him. They brought, man, the dead to him, they raised him from the dead. They brought the afflicted with him, he set them free. They brought those who were bound and chained and darkness and demons and everything else, he cast them out and set them free. They brought the broken heart to him, man, he healed all their broken heart. They brought the lost to him, boy, he saved them. They brought the kingdom of God to him, man. He shed the light of God on the darkness that was in the earth. They brought the darkness to him, boy. He let the light so shine, and the light put the darkness out. And, boy, we saw him, man, not only rule and reign over all the circumstances, situations, and symptoms that confronted his life, but we heard what he was saying about that. He said, the work that I do, you shall do also, and greater work shall you do. And then, boy, John say something else. And boy, we saw something else. We saw him crucified. Hallelujah. We saw him dead and hung on the cross and died and taken down and buried and everything else. And boy, we saw something else. Boy, we saw him resurrected from the dead. He said, man, this man, he'll rule even over death. Mankind greatest. They killed him, man, and he got him with all power. And then listen, that's not only what he did, but listen to what he said. Hey, now, he stood on the bottom of the universe and he said this. I have power in heaven. I got all power now in heaven, on earth, and even under the earth. What that is, that's death. I done took the power of death that the devil had over your life. I got the keys to that too. Death, hell, and the grave. And then he stood on the bottom of the universe and said, now I give you power. I give it back to who it rightfully belonged to, who you, mankind. Now you go and you rule and you reign. Why? Because I give you back one of the things you lost, what? Your dominion, your sovereignty that God gave you, man, in the beginning when he told you to have dominion over all the earth. Hallelujah. He said, that life, boy, we've seen that life, man. He said, that's what we declare out to you. And not only that, but what he was saying about it. And then he said this here, he said, as I am, so are you. And this is what else he said about it. And as the Father sent me, it's the same way I'm going to send you. And you've heard all about what he did, but you ain't heard about what he said about what he did. Like I've been telling you, he didn't just, man, glory to God. He took power over the devil. He said something about that power that he took over the devil. He said it was yours from the beginning. And I kind of take it back, man, and give it and restore it back to who it rightfully belonged to. So I give you power over all the powers of your enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. What are you talking about, boy? I'm talking about I give you power over all. I don't care what you are. If you're down and out, if you're up and over, if you're poor, broken, hungry, if you're rich and famous, boy, let me tell you something. You ain't got this kind of life. What kind of life, boy? A life that rules over every circumstance, situation, stuff in your life. You ain't got no power over death. I'm talking about, boy, that kind of life. He said, that's what we declare unto you. Why? Because that's the life that we fellowship. And he said, boy, that's the life that he comes to bring and give to us. Why you telling us this? Because, boy, we seen it. We had it. We got it. We touched it, Lord. So I know this is true. Man, we share this with you so that you, who all of you on the side of my voice, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And who our fellowship is with? It's with the Father. It's with the Son. And it's with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. All right, that, Arthur, because, boy, I've been summoned into his presence. Where you got that from, Arthur? I got that from the King's Table. What's the King's Table? That's the Word of God. I'm talking about the Word that he spoke. In the Bible, it's called the Gospel. What Gospel? There's a lot of Gospel in the Bible, but this is a specific one. It's called the Gospel of the Kingdom of God and the Gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven. What's the Gospel of the Kingdom of God? That's what God is doing. What's the Gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven? That's the territory, his place. And what's the Gospel about it, boy? Hey, that what God is doing has come back to the earth. And what's the Gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven? Well, that's the place that God lives in, heaven, what we all trying to get to. The Gospel about that is, hey, that's available to you right now. And when you start operating in the Gospel of the Kingdom of God, what God is doing, then you can begin to experience the Gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven, what's going on in heaven. You can begin to experience it in your life here on earth. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little. Your daily bread every day. Boy, growing in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Taking your place in life. Instead of circumstance, situation, and symptoms, and heartaches, and pains, and suffering, and past, and all that stuff. Boy, you forget about all that. You start pressing on, keep on pressing on toward the prize of the higher calling. That's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to what else it says. It says, grace and peace from our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Watch this here. Verse 4, Ephesians chapter 1. According as he has chosen us in him. Watch this here. Before the foundation of the world. What? He said, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us. What? In him. In who? In him. You originated in him. This is his precept. His original idea. His idea. Before anything came into creation, before it or day or when or where, before the universe and the earth and the establishment of mankind upon the earth. I'm talking about before that which was from the beginning, what was in his heart and his mind that caused him to begin the beginnings. What caused the beginning to begin? Because he did say something, boy, in 1 John, he said, I'm not talking about that was in the beginning. Moses told you about that in Genesis chapter 1, but I'm talking about that was from the beginning. What was from the beginning? Well, we saw it, we tasted it, we had it. We saw the life that God intended for us to live. Well, we saw it in Jesus. We saw the way he acted, the way he talked, the way he walked, the way he ruled, the way he reigned. We saw it. And then the gospel that he was preaching to us was, hey, that's what he come to bring us. As he is, so are we. Hallelujah. The work that he do, so can we. The life that he lives, so can we. He come to show us up. He come to show us, boy, the sovereignty and dominion, man, that he walked in, that he lived in. Hey, that's the life that God intended for us to walk and live in. That's what he come to show us. What? That life. That's what he come to bring us. What? That life. That's what he come to establish in our hearts and in our minds and in our attitudes and emotions and functioning ability. What? That life. What life is that, boy? That's kingdom life. That's that royal priesthood. That's that chosen generation, that peculiar people, glory to God. Well, he said, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. When he chose us, that before the foundation of the world. I told you that before that was a year or day or when or where. He already decided what he wanted. What he wanted, boy? He wanted a whole family son that he could express his glory through. Who he could bless with everything that they have need of, man, to express his glory in the earth. In other words, boy, he want to extend his territory. He a king. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something about your king. You know, the first thing he do, man, was when he created, now we get to Genesis chapter 1, where it say, in the beginning. Now, this in beginnings. I was telling you about that which was from the beginning, what God desired, what God's heart desire is, to have a family of sons upon this earth that represent him, that look like him, that live like him. Huh? Just like Jesus lived. With power, even over death. Death didn't have no power over him, so he didn't even have no fear of death, because he found he knew something. But one thing I received in my father, he gave me the power to lay my life down. In other words, he brought me to the understanding that because of sin, this old physical body going to die, but because of, boy, obedience and righteousness of Christ Jesus, boy, this spirit man going to rise to everlasting life into the presence of the Most High God. So I ain't even got no fear of death no more, because I ain't died. Death been swallowed up by life. What kind of life? That life that was in the beginning, what God originally intended for us. What? Listen, now listen to what he said. Let me continue to read. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. But what did he choose? That we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. What he chose before the foundation of the world? Listen to what he decided before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. And know what holy means? That we should be just like men, that life that John said we saw and we handled and we touched and we seen of the word of life, that kind of life, that abundant life, that God kind of life that comes from heaven. Hallelujah. That we partake of that. That we should be holy. That we partake of that kind of life. That we have that kind of life. When he chose that before the foundation of the world, that we should be just like, boy, what he displayed in Jesus. That we should live just like that. With all power, with all sovereignty, with all dominion. Over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts our Lord, heavenly joy. That's all. I'm talking about a high calling. See, I ain't talking about having church. I'm talking about, man, you know, man, it ain't but to have a church. It's just, man, to build you up, to edify you up, so that you can get your inheritance. See, majority of the church don't even know that they have an inheritance. And if you don't know that you have an inheritance, man, then you won't even go after it. You don't know that, man, what he chose before the foundation of the world. Well, I'm going to show you this and this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had already done it, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly place, already restored everything back to us, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. What he chose before the foundation of the world? That we should be holy. That's just like him, in character and in nature, pure, just like him. That's the standard that he set for our lives. What? That we should be just like him. Anything short of that, then you pressing on toward the, you still on the road to perfection. Listen, ain't none of us best there yet. We all on the potter's wheel. But we being conformed to that image and to that likeness. Now, if you're being conformed to any other image, any other likeness, then you're on the wrong potter's wheel. You're on the wheel of the wrong potter's. That's why God says, man, come mold into my presence. Why? So that, man, you can know that you know that you know what, boy. That, boy, that's what the king say. But that's what's going to go. What the king say? He chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. You know the Bible say, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy? That means he wouldn't tell you to be something that you can't be. He say, in other words, he say, be like me. That's what God was saying. That's the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. And that's what Jesus said, boy. They say, show up the Father. He say, if you see me, you see the Father. I'm just like him. I'm expressing the image of him. Just like I love everybody, boy. Just like I want to bless everybody. Just like I heal everybody that comes. That's the same way the Father is. That's the same way you are, too. You just lost that identity and that sovereignty and that purpose and that potential and that destination. But that's all right. I came to bring it back to you. That's what Jesus said. So that's what Paul said, John said, that I seen that. We saw that life. And boy, I want to let you know that what we saw, boy, he told us something about what we saw. He told us what? That that, hey, this life is yours. That's what I come to bring back to you. Where you say, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. Listen at this, verse 5. Having predestinated us, I'm talking about declared the end from the beginning. Show us the end first, what? That he chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. That's just like him. And he predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I tell you, this is what God is doing. What he done, boy? He predestined us. He set the destination for our lives first. What's the destination for our lives? That we should be holy and without blame. Then he showed it to us, boy, after we lost it in Adam, didn't know nothing about it. Then he sent it to this earth and he showed it to us in Christ Jesus. And then the good news and message that Jesus Christ preached was, that's this the life that God come to, I come to restore back to you. As I am, so are you. Hallelujah. This life that I live, and that's Zoe, that's eternal life. That's life in the absolute sense. That's life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and everybody else to live. That's the life I come to bring back to you and to show you, man, and to teach you how to function in it and how to grow up in it. So he showed us, he's showing us right here the end stories. He predestinated us before the foundation of the world. That was what his idea. This is what was in his mind. I told you everything began with an idea. In Genesis chapter 1, then the Bible says, and God said, well, he started speaking his idea. He started expressing his thought. And boy, once he expressed his thought, oh, baby, this is a done deal then. Hello. Well, what's a thought? A thought is a word, but it's silent. What's a word? A word is an expressed thought. A thought that is expressed, that is spoken. The first thing God did was decide what he wanted. What he wanted, a family of son that was just like him. That he could establish, boy, his governing influence of his territory called heaven to a territory that he going to create for them. He said God created the heaven and the earth, and then man put them in that territory and, boy, put on the inside of them everything that they have need of, man, to accomplish that. What do you say? That's why you say God has already blessed us with all the spiritual blessings. In other words, he's already equipped us with everything that we have need of to accomplish his purpose and his intent and his desire for our lives here on this earth. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world, he's already predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I told you this is what he's doing. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us, who all of us, accepted in the beloved. What that means? He called you back to men from servanthood and from slaves back into sonship. Hallelujah. What? The Bible says in Colossians and Galatians that we are no longer servants, but sons. And watch this here. And if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. I told you, you have an inheritance already. But if you don't know you have an inheritance, then you won't pursue it. But boy, once you find out, somebody told you you had an inheritance, and somebody left you $1 million, and you found out that it was real and legit, ain't a devil in hell to stop you from pursuing your inheritance. Well, that's the same thing that happened to me, boy, when I found out I ain't had any inheritance. Hallelujah. Well, let me repeat that. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That's the pathway into all of this that I'm talking about. Because we were all dead in trespasses and sin and on our way to a devil's hell. I told you, man, bound by sin and held under the bondage of death. Mankind greater than him. Well, I told you, he came through here, fixed all that up. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. I told you, this is what he's doing. What he's doing was, he, through the blood of Jesus Christ, boy, he has cleansed us up and washed us up and made us white as snow and made us accepted in the beloved. How he did that, man? Through the shed blood of his son, through his redemptive work. Through his redeeming work. through his death and his burial and his resurrection, man, with all power. And until where he's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. That's his redeeming word. What's his redeeming word? His death and burial and resurrection. What that did, that redeemed us. That purchased us back. Deem me to own. Redeem me to own again. He was on us, but then he lost us in Adam's disobedience. Through Jesus Christ's obedience, he has redeemed us, re-owned us. That's why we can call him now Lord, the owner of us. Why? Because he purchased us with a price. What? Tossed in the blood of Jesus Christ to get you back. That's how valuable you are. And because of that, man, how valuable you are, he just redeemed your life and paid that valuable price for your life. He paid that, man, so that you could have restored back to you everything that you lost. What? The forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us, verse 8, and all wisdom and prudence. Watch this here, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Now, this is what he's doing. Watch this. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one. Well, I tell you, he reconciled us back unto himself. Gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. What do you say? That, boy, because of the redemptive work that he done, boy, for us through his son Jesus Christ, boy, hallelujah. So it worked for him, so that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together all of us in Christ Jesus, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in whom we have obtained an inheritance. What's your inheritance? You're going to say, boy, Matthew 25, verse 34. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. When it was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. When he chose you to be holy before the foundation of the world. When you was in him before the foundation of the world. What do you say, boy? Come get your inheritance. Come get your inheritance. Where your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. You lost it in Adam. But through my love for you and what I've done, boy, through my son Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I have restored it back unto you. I have declared you righteous. I have decreed and declared that you are holy. You know what the fruit of righteousness is? Holiness. And listen, you don't become more righteous by sinning less. No, the more righteous that you awake to, the less you're sinning. I'm going to say that again. The more conscious and aware that you become that you are already the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, then you don't start practicing trying to quit sinning. You start practicing, man, how to live right. And as you practice how to live right, guess what? You're sinning less and less and less and less. Listen, you might be doing 99% of the things in your life might be sinning. You don't try to, man, get an argument going by trying to stop sinning. No. Turn that 99% of the thing that you're doing wrong, don't focus on that. Focus on that one thing that you're doing that's right. And then, man, try to do two things. Then try to do three things. Then try to do four things. And on and on and on. And the more you practice, man, doing the right things, then the less, man, you'll see it. That 99%, man, will turn to 98 automatically. That 98 will turn to 97, and 97 will turn to 96. On down the line, it starts just dissipating automatically by itself. Why? When you are awake to righteousness. That's what the Bible says. Awake to righteousness and sin less and sin not. In other words, say the more righteousness you live in and more this life that you practice, the less you are sinning. The religious church got it backwards. They think the less you sin and the more righteousness you become. That's backwards. Lord, the more righteous, the more you realize that you are as righteous as you ever gonna be, and unless you don't see it, why can you start practicing, man, that righteousness, especially when you see the fruit of it, when you know what the fruit of it. What's the fruit of it? Holiness. What's holiness? That life that John say, boy, we saw and we handled, what? That life that you saw about Jesus. And watch this here. You saw, most of us, man, we saw, boy, the suffering Savior. And most things the church knows through religion is that life of the suffering Savior. But boy, Father, I'm telling you, man, Paul himself saw something else. I mean, John saw something else. He said, listen, I ain't even see him suffer for us, but I saw him raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of the Most High God, far above all principality and power and dominion and might. I once knew him as the suffering Savior, boy, but now I know him as the reigning King. And as he is, well, he ain't no suffering Savior no more. What he is now, he's a reigning King, seated at the right hand of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And as he is, not as he was, as he is. How is he right now? He's a reigning King. As he is, how is he right now? He's a reigning King. As he is, so are we. So it's time for us at the church, man, to stop trying to live the crucified life and start, man, coming to the knowledge, man, how to live the resurrected life. And not just know the Jesus, man, of the Bible days 2,000 years ago, but to know the Jesus, man, that's on the inside of you today. That Jesus 2,000 years ago was a redeeming Savior. That Jesus today is a reigning King. What the redeeming Savior, purpose for the redeeming Savior? So that, man, that you and I who had lost our identity, were kings and queens too, rulers too, may get that back. So like I read that, so that in the fullness of time, he might gather together all of us in one, in Christ Jesus. Where's all this thing there? That's in Christ Jesus. What? Hey, where is he? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Where were we first chosen? We were already chosen in him before the foundation of the world. I told you, God decided what he wanted. Then after he decided what he wanted, then, man, he started speaking. And he spoke what he wanted. To what he wanted it made from, and what he spoke came from what he wanted it made from, exactly what he said. When he wanted the animals, he spoke to the earth. That the earth break forth did. When he wanted you, he spoke to himself. He said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. Who was speaking to? He's speaking to that which was on the inside of him before the foundation of the world. You were in him. You were predestinated. I ain't talking about something God trying to do. That's why I say, boy, I'm talking about something God had already done. As we come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom, we cease from our works. And we are, that don't mean we don't work now. That means we cease from our works, our attempts to appease deity. We'll come out of religion into the relationship. That's why God said, come, man, pass the religion into a personal relationship and eat from the King's table and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church today. Not only hear what I'm saying, but boy, listen, there's anointing upon what I'm saying. And the anointing upon what I'm saying, this is what that means. That means that, boy, the Holy Spirit won't speak to you about what I'm saying. You're going to hear more than just what I'm saying. You're going to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about what I'm saying. What that is, that's God talking to you. Hallelujah. About what I'm saying. So you hearing the voice behind the word. What's that? You're hearing the word of God for yourself. That's God talking to you, himself, through these lips of clay. So it's very important that I make this clear to you. Hey, don't put your faith in the wisdom of a man. But boy, you hear what God has to say to you about what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the word of God, boy, hallelujah. But what he's saying is the light that's in the word, the reality of that word. But when he speaks to your heart, then hey, let me tell you something. That ground, and that seed fall on good ground, then they're going to produce, baby. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. I pray that they produce 100-fold in your life. That's all I am. I'm just like John the Baptist, baby. I'm just scattering seeds. What seed? Not know any kind of seed. What seed are you scattering on? Repent. Well, I ain't done my go down to the altar and say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive them for that. No, that's remorse. I'm saying, boy, change. Change your whole philosophy. Change your whole way of thinking. From thinking, man, according to your sense, knowledge, reason, man, begin to think, man, like God thinks. You begin to find out the mind of God, the heart of God. Why? So you can begin to think like that. That's why David said, Lord, then your precepts I gain understanding. Show me what you, what's in your heart, what's in your mind, what you do. Hallelujah. Why? Because in what you're doing is the everlasting life. And boy, that life which they saw and was made known to them and they walked in, they say, that's what we declare unto you. That's why I say, boy, that's what I declare unto you, that life. Who is perfect? So that you too may have fellowship with us. And of a truth, our fellowship is with the Father. So that you too may have a fellowship with us. Just like I hear from the Father through this message, through this radio broadcast, and just like you hear from it, same thing with me. I'm hearing from it too. Why? Because he summons all of us into his presence. He just using these gifts to pray, hallelujah, so that he can speak, man, through what you hear from me, to you directly. Hallelujah. And Jesus said this here, my sheep, hear my voice. Hallelujah. If you're the sheep of his pastor, I guarantee you, baby, hey, the gospel of the kingdom is the power of God to salvation. I'm talking about in every area of life, every area of our life. Let me close this up. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Come get your inheritance. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Hallelujah. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom also after you trusted you and heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of the inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Listen, that means the Holy Spirit. Hey boy, he's still with the Holy Spirit. If he said he's gonna do it, he's gonna bring it. This is what he's focused on. Let's make them in our life and let them in. And what he's taught us to do is for you to begin to walk in your life. Walk in your come to the knowledge for who you are in Christ Jesus, all that you have in Christ Jesus, all that you do in Christ Jesus, and where you want to come to in Christ Jesus. You know where you're going to come to in Christ Jesus? You're going to end up in Christ Jesus. But God is the same God that Jesus Christ up in that Holy Spirit filled us, that he raised up Christ. And raise us up to be by the Spirit at the right time. In Christ, walk through my life. Hey, listen, I love you, Lord. You stay true to these days, and I guarantee you, you'll find your ears to the Lord is saying, and they're going to take you high and high and high. Hey, we love you with love. My wife, Gail, and I, and Kingdom Life, Josh, your ministry. Be God blessing upon your life. Bye-bye. We'd like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
This is KAYT.
Gina Alexandria.